Online Podcast 191. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. How are you doing? Happy Monday, happy Monday. Wake up, snap, snap, wake up. How are you doing? How are you doing? It is Monday and we are meeting again via podcast. We are connected audibly. Whatever the hell that meant. How are you? I am here talking to you. And there's one major thing that I want to talk about, that is this Saturday, I will be successfully, hopefully, if I'm doing a podcast. No, I am really trying to do, I'm trying to do a live podcast. Oh my gosh, too many things. Okay, let's take it one at a time. This Saturday will mark the end of the second year of podcasting for me. Even though it's just 190-some episodes, it is still 2 years. And I started off very early. I started off in October. I was using a phone system. I call in and actually start doing a podcast. And that was done 2 years ago when my parents were visiting at that time. I remember we were on our way to the apple orchard to pick our apples. And so we were doing that, and that was back in October. And this time also is, my parents are also leaving this Thursday. And some of you know, have seen pictures. Now, those of you who haven't seen much of the pictures that I've taken, I have been taking pictures like crazy. So please go to my Flickr account. So if you go to Online Podcast and then click on the photos link up on top, which is somewhat like above the big O of Online Podcast, click on the photos link and it will bring you to my pictures on Flickr. The direct link is flickr.com/photos/online. So you will be able to see more pictures over there. So, but my parents will be leaving this Thursday. So I'm going to miss them because we have been spending a lot of time together for the last 2 months. Bruce also being a part of that. And because my parents live with us this time entirely for the whole 2 months. And I really enjoyed having them staying here. Not only have they cooked more, I've been eating more like lighter stuff and more healthy stuff, supposedly, over lunch, because I've been coming home to have lighter meals. And I have actually lost weight. I was pretty surprised because I thought that, you know, with my mom's cooking, I'd probably be putting on like 10 pounds, but I did not. I have actually lost weight. And so that's a good thing, and I'm going to miss them. But very soon, I'm looking forward to going back to Malaysia again in February. I've already gotten my tickets. I have my tickets in my hands already, my flight tickets. The reason why I need to book it that early is because I'm going back for Chinese New Year. Chinese New Year coming up next year, I believe, falls on the 18th, I think. No, yeah, no, yes, no, 16th, no, 18th, no, I don't know. I don't know what day it is. Let's see. Could it be the 14th? I don't remember. Now, I'm going back in February, the beginning of February, and I will be there for almost a month, the entire month of February. I think it's the 18th. Yeah, Chinese New Year will be on a Sunday, February 18th. And I'll be there 2 weeks prior to the celebration, and then 1 week after that. So I'm looking forward to that whole time in Malaysia. I'm really excited. So, excuse me. And so where was I going with this? Oh, yeah. So my parents are going to be leaving. And just like last 2 years ago, I started podcasting right around this time of year. And my first show went up, I believe, right after my parents left the country. So 2 years, oh my gosh. I'm thinking about 2 years, that's like a long time. Because I have not blogged regularly, much at all, even when I started my blogging, which was, you know, way probably back in 2003. Yeah, July of 2003 is when I started my first blog. And of course, I don't write very well, and therefore I don't do blog regularly. But since I love podcasting so much that I keep doing it, and I really have been enjoy doing it, and also the friends, the people I met through my podcast is magnificent. It's amazing. And so for that, if anyone is interested, I will be doing a live show. And you've heard me correctly, a live show. So not like live and then record a podcast, but this is actually live. It is going to go through any sort of audio player, like Windows Media Player or iTunes, if you have iTunes, and real audio, in fact, would work also is you click on a link that I'll be providing you. So on that day, it will be Saturday. Let me clear my throat. It'll be Saturday at 7 p.m. Central Time. So Saturday, 7 Central Time. It will be November 4th, because that's I posted my first post on November 4th. So November 4th at 7 p.m., if you would go to onlinepodcast.com, onglinepodcast.com, go there, and you will probably see a either on the banner or on my very latest post, click on this link to get online's live show. So what you can do is, if you want to take part in the show, is I haven't decided whether or not I want to have a conference with several people, or if I want to have a Skype cast, or do I just want to do it more like an interactive show that you can actually, you know, type text, Skype text to me, or you can call in one at a time. So I sort of feel like I may tend to try to go in the direction of maybe have one person or the most two people talk to me rather than having a bunch of people do that. And it's going to be live, so you don't have to take part if you don't want to, but you're more than welcome to get on Skype and actually type like a text message to me, because I'll be doing more interactive stuff. I'll be asking questions like, so what do you think about this? What do you think about that? What questions do you have? Blah, blah, blah. And you can directly be interactive with me. It'd be interacting with me live. So there might be some delay, but hopefully with everything functioning okay, with I hope that the internet connection will be okay. If everything function well, like it's supposed to, you should just be maybe a few seconds away from it being actually completely live, just due to some lag of the internet connection. So I'm looking forward to that. Again, to remind you, November 4th, this coming Saturday, I will be doing a live show from 7 p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m., no, sorry, 7 Central Time, 8 Eastern Time, and it will be 5 p.m., what is the other side, Pacific Time. So hopefully you can join me. And I want you to mark that down in your calendar, November 4th, Central Time, 7 p.m., online, live anniversary show. So hopefully you will be able to join that. If you can't join me, you can be sure that I will be posting that, maybe not right away, but following maybe a couple of weeks, I'll be posting that recording also on my regular podcast feed. But hopefully you will be taking part in the live recording with me. So if you want to add me to your Skype, you are more than welcome to do so. My Skype name is simply John Ong, all one word, G-O-H-N-O-N-G. And what I would appreciate you doing is not to call me, but let me call you. Just type in text in with me, and then we'll you know, even if you don't want to use a voice, you can just type in, and I'll be reading your messages out loud. And so hopefully that show is going to be fun. I remember last year, I probably on my birthday show or something, I did a live call-in show or something, and nobody called. And so hopefully this time there'll be people actually listening to it, you know, 2 or 5, I would appreciate all the numbers. So mark your calendar, November 4th, my second anniversary. And so, which means I'll be going into my 3rd year. So it's my 2nd anniversary of podcasting is coming up this Saturday, November 4th. I'll be doing a show live at 7. Okay, have you had enough of that? 7 Central. Damn. So I'm excited. So I'm looking forward to that. And I want to say a big, huge, humongous thank you to Nick Thomas. I believe it's nickthomas.org. I said that wrong last time. I probably said nickthomas.com. It's actually nickthomas.org. You see a bunch of hot guys are from his website. And if you click on podcasts, he is the one who actually got me into thinking about doing something for my anniversary. In fact, I actually first thought about doing that, and I thought, what special thing am I going to do for my 2nd anniversary? And the answer was nothing. But then I really got onto this live software that would allow me to do live broadcast, webcast from Nick Thomas's show. I just happens to, what happened really? I think I got onto Skype and I said hi. I saw him online, and so I said hi, and he sent me a link to his live show. And so I called in, and I believe, if you go, the show is up actually on October 25th. The website is actually up now. That show, what it says, that Wednesday show, I was surprised when the guy behind my favorite podcast, John Ong from onlinepodcast.com, paid me a visit on my live broadcast Monday afternoon. Listen to our conversation, which ends with a threesome. Yes, you're going to have to check that out. So go over to nickthomas.org and then go click on the podcast link, and then you will be able to go to the Wednesday show, Wednesday the 25th, and actually listen to the show there. Great. And so maybe, Nick, you would be interested in taking part in that as well on a Saturday evening. So Nick Thomas, you're welcome to call in, and because you are my inspiration of doing a live show, and hopefully that would work fine. Of course, that software is called Nicecast.com. It's called Nicecast, it's from, I forgot what the company is, but anyway, I will be putting a link if you're interested in doing your own live show. And, what was that? What am I hearing? out of the moment, I may decide to give away a free t-shirt. Okay, so I maybe will be giving away a free t-shirt to people who, I don't know how I'm going to be doing that though, because I'll be thinking about it. I'll be giving away a free t-shirt, the Podcasters Unite t-shirt. So be sure to call in the show and perhaps, let's see, not call in. Yeah, you can call in, but not call in, but I'll call you. Just send me text message. In fact, I will be thinking of some ways. I haven't thought of that yet. I just, made this up. I'm going to be giving away a somewhat unique t-shirt, because most of the t-shirts are actually with orange print, and I actually have a promotional option that a version that I did limited edition for as promotional tool. So it was a little bit more expensive to produce, but it's just the ones that you usually don't get. But I've sold one of those to a regular customer. I believe that is from the Pink Mafia. Pink Mafia Radio. I've sold him a purple color one. So I'm going to be giving away a purple t-shirt and an approximate size of what you can wear, because that is a limited edition. So tune in and to the live show, and I will be doing this. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I may give you a question, and if you are successfully... if you have successfully emailed me the answer on that live show, I will, or should I give the question now? So I'm just thinking, I'm just making it up as I'm going through this. How about this? I will be giving you the question at the very beginning of the live broadcast. And if you have any problem connecting to it, I cannot, you know, guarantee anything at all. So if you have problem connecting to it, maybe I'll do it on a different show. But if anything goes well, if I have several people and if you are the only person, you'll be the one getting it. So make sure you turn up. If you're the only person doing that, you'll be getting the free t-shirt. If you're the should I say the first person? No, I don't. I shouldn't be. Now, if after that whole live broadcast and you're still the only person there, you'll be the person getting the t-shirt. If not, I'll be asking you questions. And then if you send me email, the first email that got into my Gmail mailbox, which is online@gmail.com, will get the t-shirt. I will even pay for the shipping. So I'm looking forward to that, and hopefully that'll be fun. Gosh, I hope I remember what I just said. Make a mental note of that. Now, of course, besides having my second year doing podcasts, there's something major coming up besides the live, first ever live show of online podcasts coming up in November. What is it? November 8th? Is it? No, November 7th? When is election? Yeah, it is November 7th. November 7th, if you would go out and vote. My biggest concern is if we don't go out and vote, a lot of actually very helpful votes are going to be down the drain. And plus, I'm afraid about fraud. I'm afraid about... really, just pay attention. One party is getting kind of scared and therefore doing really evil things. And they're just so sneaky that I'm so afraid that they're going to just make something up and actually ruin this election. I just hope that it doesn't happen, but I don't. I just have to. Okay, let's put it this way. I do not have a lot of confidence in this administration and also their hands on elections. So please, if you can, I don't know whether you can still do it now, is to see if you can actually have a paper trail, whether or not you have it. Preferably, you have that receipt telling you who and what you voted for, or actually seeing the machine printed that. And then hopefully be able to have some sort of a proof of who you have voted for. And just make sure that your vote counts. Make sure your vote counts, please. And the least that you can do is go out and vote. And I was telling so many people, I actually posted my... my scruffiness picture, trying to be scruffy, is what I call it, on October 25th. It's just a picture, and that generated 12 comments. So that's actually more than my actual show on the 2 days before that. But so go and read that entry. I sort of, you know, there was a little change, a little shock, because I was growing facial hair. Not much, but trying, attempt to grow one. And I put in some political things in there. I inserted saying things like, you know, are you going to vote? Who are you going to vote for? Do you know what you're voting for? And all those kind of stuff in there. And the main reason is because my life here, and I know, of course, I chose this myself, is my life here in this country based on who you vote. My likelihood, my entire future is based on the results of your vote. And if you have the right to vote, if you have that special, special right, that beautiful right of voting, please vote. Please vote, because I can't vote. I cannot vote because I'm not a United States citizen, which will change eventually. I'm gonna feel very proud of becoming an American eventually. But that's not going to happen right away. And hopefully, I was thinking by the next general election in 2008, hopefully I'll be able to vote. So, because I have to, by the beginning of 2007 is when I would have been eligible. I would be eligible by then to apply for citizenship, which I'm planning to do, and also document all the whole process and all that here on my podcast. So I will hopefully by 2008, I'll be able to vote for the first time in my whole life, not just in America, but the first time ever, because the last time I tried to vote for in my Malaysian election, it was kind of, yeah, it was horrible. I contacted the embassy, the Malaysian embassy, and they said that, oh, yeah, call back and, oh, no, write in with a letter saying that you want a form or something. And when I wrote in, they did not receive it. They actually, I sent in two letters, one requesting for a passport renewal form and the other one asking for the form for the election, and they actually sent me passport renewal forms for both. And then when I finally called, they said, oh, we'll get back with you. And then they didn't get back with me. I called them back and they said that, oh, I'm sorry, it's past the registration date. So I got really pissed, and so I've never gotten to vote. So that could be a law case, a lawsuit right there. But but you know, they're so really bad. The people who work for the Malaysian embassy, most of them, I dare say, most of them are awful. In the one in New York that I deal with. So, oh my gosh, it's kind of warm. It's cold outside, but it's kind of warm. So I hope you enjoy your one extra hour of sleep on Sunday. I certainly haven't had that yet. yeah. Again, reminder, November 4th, this coming week, and this Saturday, live show at 7 p.m. Central, online anniversary number 2, live! Yeah! Live webcast. Go to onlinepodcast.com. For details, click on the link and you'll be able to open that up using Windows Media Player or using iTunes or using Real Player, and then get the show live, like really live, not just, you know, saying live. It will be actually really live. So let's get back to a little bit of not-so-political stuff. And again, if you haven't seen a lot of those pictures, I've taken a lot of fall pictures. I really have been looking at this fall through a different pair sets of eyes, really through my parents, because they are so excited about this season, and they purposely schedule their appointment or whatever their flight. They've scheduled their flight to leave this country after Halloween. So it'll be Halloween this Tuesday. Tomorrow will be Halloween. Horloween. It'll be Horloween. And so hopefully you'll be able to have a not so cold, safe Halloween. I'm not gonna be anyone. Oh, I'm growing a little facial hair, so maybe that's why I'm going to be a little facial hair. That's my costume for this Halloween. So Halloween this Thursday, and then the weekend would be the online live show, 7 p.m. Central Time. Are you tired of that yet? But I'm going to have to keep talking about it because, you know, it's going to be live. It's going to be live. And for the first time, live. And I hope if you are listening to this, if like Archer, if you listen to this, can you talk about that on the show also? Please just let your listeners know that I'll be having because we sort of have like mutual listeners, the same listeners, same sets of listeners. Let them know that I'll be having a live show for my second anniversary, and I hope that people would actually participate. You'll be able to talk to me if you have Skype. My Skype ID is John Ong, J-O-H-N-O-N-G, all one word. Or you can also text me and I'll be able to read your text messages on the show as well. And you can actually ask me questions. I'll talk to you or we'll do some interactive stuff. Like live radio. I'll burp on there too. And so let's get back to the not so crazy or, yeah, a little bit more crazy thing. The scruffy pictures that I posted. And of course, today I'll be posting a different picture, an update of the 7th day of scruffiness. Because the picture that you see here by now, I don't know whether I might have, shaved the whole thing off already, but the picture that I posted is me on my 7th day of not shaving. And according to Bruce, it's actually kind of darker now. And I've actually posted sent that picture to Steve Horace in Swan Lake. And he was giving me some pretty nice comments. Thank you, Steve Horace. Was that sexy? Was that sexy or what? Oh, God, I'm so not. And, I'm enjoying the attention, I have to say. Though I don't usually get a lot of that kind of attention, but I am from the comments that I got, and I'm going to be reading it just to stroke my ego a little bit more. Because, I don't get to that sort of stuff. Very often. Anyway, the first comment, I guess this is sort of like the congratulatory thing for me for the 2nd year, I guess. Oh, and if you want to do any audio stuff, I'll play it also on the live show. If you want to send me any audio, if you want to say, I've been listening to this for the last 2 years, since the very beginning, please send the audio comments in to me. I don't know why I'm like having multiple personalities tonight, but if you have any stuff that you want to say, oh, your show sucks, I hate your show for the last 2 years, you can send it in also. That's my personal, my impression of my listeners' voices. I only have one. Okay, let's talk about the good stuff. The stroking of my scruffiness. First comment from Nick Thomas, nickthomas.org. I like stubble. Very sexy, John. That's my listener's voice. And then I comment, say, thank you. And chili paddy means a very spicy kind of a chili. And he or she says, I don't know, chili paddy, are you a male or a female? I'm not sure. And from the name, I know that she or he probably came from it, probably came from Penang Hokkien. And he or she says, or it, I feel that you look totally different. And that wasn't like a good comment or a bad comment there. It's just like, yeah. And then I said, oh, really? Oh, no, that was me. So it's, oh, really? And then David B. From theoccasionalfag.com commented, please identify yourself a little bit more. Maybe send in an audio comment that I can play. David B. Maybe it's something that I already, I don't know. Do I know you? Do you listen to Archer? I'm not sure. But he says, my vote will... Oh, no, I have to do my listener voice. My vote. Does that make you, like, dumb? But never mind. This has nothing. There's no representation of that particular person. This is my listener's voice. So it'll be, my vote will be for humanity. And scruffy is hot. But... But ultimately, you need to decide how dirty you want to be. So he actually read the post. Some of you probably didn't read the post. And so he said that he'll be voting for humanity. Thank you, David B., for doing so. My life depends on you. Really, literally. And then Vincent Tan from yam9972.blogspot.com. You can get all those links if you go to show number, not show, actually go into the entry calls trying to be scruffy. And then Vincent is a longtime listener of mine. Send in your audio comment too. I'm sure you have something to say. You can also go to my Ching Chong, which actually has been changed to... Oh, I forgot what it's called now, but I also have a nickname for it already. My chingo.com now, it's They've changed the name because I think my chingo has something to do with like vagina or something. I don't remember. It's just like a link. It's like a hip net lingo or something for comments or something like that. I don't remember. But then it's also like a my chingchong also means some like vagina or some private parts or something. I don't remember, but something not too good. So it's called MOBA Talk. MOBA Talk. MOBA Talk comment system now. It's called MOBA Talk, but I still call it My Ching Chong because I like it, because it has a little bit of Asianness in it, My Ching Chong. Or to make it a little bit gay friendly, I call it the Homo Talk instead of the MOBA Talk. The MOBA Talk, the Homo Talk. So the Homo Talk, you can click on the Homo Talk comment or the My Ching Chong, no matter what name Michael is the developer, or no matter what name Michael Bailey changed the company, I'm still going to butcher. So if you don't want to record a show and send it into me, you can, like an MP3 file, you can also go to my website and click on the My Ching Chong or the Homo Talk and then leave me a message there. You don't have to be a homosexual to leave me a Homo Talk. So Vincent says, oh my God. Oh, that was an exclamation point. Oh my God, you look great. Boy, you are so hot too. I went, who dared to say you're dirty over my dead body? So that was Vincent. That was Vincent. And then Brad from Chicago from 773podcast.com says, number one, you are a real cutie whatever way you decide to go. Scrubby is hard to look. Huh? Scrubby is hard to look to keep. Huh? Huh? I don't know what that means. It's hard to keep, maybe, he says. Scruffy is hard to keep. Unless you buy one of those specialty shavers. I would almost say showers. Shavers that cuts hair to a certain length. I actually have that because Bruce does keep his... he has a little goatee. Personally, I like the clean look myself. Especially with guys that I date. However, since you and your partner have to live with it, it all boils down to whatever makes you both happy. If Bruce likes it and you don't, then you shouldn't do it, in my humble opinion. So that was from Brad from 773 Podcast, a new podcast that I start to enjoy listening to. It's very hard to do a show. As some of you who have tried doing one, you probably realize that it's kind of more than what you think. Not just turn on the recorder and start talking, because to make your live exciting for certain people, you have to have that sort of connection. Now, sometimes a show that it's like I am addicted to might be something that other people completely cannot connect and find that extremely boring. As you know, same thing as my show, some people can connect, some people can't, and so or can't, and therefore they leave. But anyway, let's continue stroking my ego.
Keep it. I've let mine grow out too.
Oh, that was Andrew. Andrew from my fitness instructor from Seattle. Andrew, and I'm sure Jeb would like that. And anyway. And Jeb, thank you for the donation again. I'm going to have to mention that every single time. And you know what? I'm going to use your donation to buy the live broadcast software. How about that? And then K, the hottie K. And hottie is like, K is a hottie McHot, like really hot. If you don't know, if you haven't seen him, oh, maybe he's removed his picture. Yeah. But anyway, there is, well, never mind. I've actually seen him in person. Well, not in person, but I've seen him through Skype before. No matter how shy you think he may be on the audio part of it, but he actually showed his face to me. Well, yeah, we chatted on Skype. So he is a hottie McHot. So, very handsome and a hot, hot body. Gosh, he's like a hottie McHot. Okay, I should stop. He's a hottie McHot. You know, we were going to meet, so maybe now he won't meet me because I'm so crazy and weird. And he says,
you look good with it. Wow.
Thank you.
I so like it when Jay keeps a stubble, but he's always clean shaven.
Yeah, I like to shave too. But anyway, oh, there's the last comment by HC Pen. There's a link also to Chinese Chick. chic.blogspot.com. C-H-I-C. Chinese, is that chic or chic? Chic. Chinese chic? Anyway, Chinese and then chic.blogspot.com. Go there. And what he or she says is, I don't know whether this is a male or a female,
I just wanted to comment, I really like your podcasts. Some of them are really hilarious.
I was just thinking, this is me speaking obviously without the voice. I was just thinking, I don't have any character on my show. So the only character that, not that I, you know, it's just not my style. I love other people doing characters, but I just, it's just not my kind of show. So to produce. So this is the only time that you're going to hear it. I mean, anytime I talk about listeners' comment, I will read it in this voice. Okay, continue with HC Pen.
I like the way you laugh. It's so infectious. I sometimes find myself laughing with you too, especially the one on Penang Hokkien.
Yeah, obviously, because I'm like a big time crazy over there.
Also, I just listened to all three parts of the K podcast, and I really liked it. Given that I had visited his blog often when I first started visiting Malaysian gay blogs last year, but I didn't visit for a long time already, so it was nice to hear not only his updates but also to hear the nice voice behind the blog.
Anyway, oh my gosh, I'm wasting so much time, but I'm really stretching the time out because I find myself not having anything to say last time, but this time maybe too much of silliness. Silliness. So please vote, ladies and gentlemen, American out there. Please use your right to vote and actually pick a government that you actually want. Vote for humanity. Vote for the betterment of humanity and not of fear, but betterment of this whole world. So I want to remind you again, I know this is going to be like a broken record, but I will be doing a live show this Saturday, November 4th at 7 p.m. I hope that you would actually come back and listen to it, okay? Please do so and come back and listen. Come back to onlinepodcast.com and find out how to listen to it. All you have to do is you need to have any sort of like iTunes or Windows Media Player, which most of you already have, and then you'll be able to listen to it. There will be. I'll provide you the link on the website. You can click on it and actually listen to my live webcast. And thank you to, thank you to Nick Thomas again for inspiring me to do that. And for introducing me to the software. And thank you for Jeff for your donation that enabled me to be able to purchase the software and do a live show. I will be doing live shows periodically. And so hopefully that will work out somehow, somewhat. Next week, I actually have a wonderful, wonderful guest coming and chat with us. As some of you may know, Becky, Rebecca Ney, that I have interviewed several months ago in April of this year, talking about transsexual individuals, and she is going to be going through the sexual or gender reassignment surgery in Thailand very soon. So Rito will probably hopefully get to meet her, but she'll be going through her surgery. And I'll be talking to her about the physical part of the surgery and as well as the mental or psychological part of the surgery and also what she's going through, this more so physical. I think the transition for her is complete as a woman, but physically she has to get the surgery done. And so, not has to, but chooses to. And so it'll be very exciting if you want to follow her journey of the whole surgery process. She is going to be podcasting, video podcasting, audio podcasting, as well as blogging about the process while she's in Thailand. And she's leaving end of the month. So I'll be chatting with her before she leaves. So make sure you come in next week for the first show after my live show, the first show after going into my third year of podcasting. So thank you for those of you who have been listening since the very beginning. I really, really appreciate all your help. For every single person who donated to the show, I wish I have the list, but I don't. But I remember all of you who donated for the show. The first one I remember, I don't know if he still listens in Minneapolis. What is his name? Chris? I don't remember his name. But he donated. I actually met him in Minneapolis and went out for a nice meal. And so all of you who donated, he was the first person who donated for me, and I felt so bad that I wanted to like pay him back because I feel kind of silly and kind of dumb to be getting money from other people. But I really honestly appreciate all the support monetarily or by sending me email. And the main thing that is keeping me going, you know, I've talked about me trying to quit a few times, not because, it's just because I know my life is so full of activities that sometimes I don't have the time, the physical time to do it. And when I do it, it gets too busy. And so cutting down to one show really helped. And also having more time for me to be able to spend time with Bruce, even though not tonight, obviously. And I will be... but anyway, thank you for all your support and especially for your email messages that you've sent in telling me personal stories. I have received emails from this individual that will remain nameless, but I'll be sharing that stories with you after Rebecca and A's story. I'll be telling you how for an individual who's struggling with his sexuality growing up and still is and still not quite sure about where he's going in this. And that email, that sort of email or people who emailed me and said that you're the only one who know about my homosexuality, I just call off my wedding. That sort of email really kept me going. And then telling me that, you know, you're the voice that I can connect to. You can find other gay podcasts out there too. And all of them are great because it used to be we don't have a place for people to have that sort of connection. And there's something amazing about audio. Radio is great. And oh, in fact, I just remember there's this a guy that we'll be talking to hopefully soon about podcasting. Is we have a radio station here, a local radio station who has a gay podcast, a gay radio program, I think on Sunday. And so he was talking to me about getting me up to the studio and talk about podcasting. So it's amazing. Audio form is such a powerful tool. You get to hear me talk and you know, one step, maybe to some people, to me it is, one step more than just reading about somebody's blog, because you can hear my voice, you can hear my laugh, you can hear my accent, you can hear the mistakes that I make on here, you know, grammatically or the lack of S's. Like Richard Bluestein likes to point, oh no, Madge Weinstein likes to point out, and also Steve Horace likes to make fun of me, and all the friendship that I have either rekindled or made new friendships. Many of you have become my friends, and I really truly appreciate that. I appreciate the opportunity being able to share the learning process of the things that I want to learn. I do a podcast so that I can learn it with you, because if I thought of it, I'm sure other people thought of it as well. And so I might as well just hit the record button and share with everyone. So thank you so much for all the support that you have been pouring my way. And if you want to show me more support, please don't forget and tell everyone. And if you're a podcaster, tell people on your podcast that I'll be doing the first ever live online podcast. I guess it won't be a podcast. It will be an online live webcast, online webcast on the internet. So it will be November 4th, this Saturday at 7 p.m. Central Time. 7 p.m. Central Time. Come and join me either through Skype, text, chat, or we'll talk to you. If there are a lot of people out there who want to talk to me, then I'll probably take a little bit of a time. I would rather probably have a short period of time where one person talked to me, and then we'll move on to the next person. Unless the whole night that's like one person or only two people, then doesn't mean anything. So if you want to get a or win a free t-shirt, please make sure that you show up. If you're the only person showing up, you will be the one to get the t-shirt. It's the online pod. No, it's the Podcasters Unite t-shirt, which I also feel strongly about promoting and also talking about podcasting to other people. And you'll be getting a free t-shirt from me because online celebrates its second year. So, ladies and gentlemen, besides remembering November 4th, this Saturday that we have a live podcast or webcast, really, a live show, you will be also be getting a free t-shirt from me. So if you're the only one showing up, you'll be the one getting it. If there are more people, I'll ask you some questions. You have to go out and do some research and then come back and let me know. And the first person, actually email me at online@gmail.com. And then if I'm the person, if you're the person, first person to get to me, you'll get the show. I mean the t-shirt. So thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. And don't forget to smile, okay? I will talk to you another time. Bye-bye.